T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
There were protests around the country yesterday over the death of George Floyd, who said he couldn't breathe with a Minneapolis police officer kneeling on his neck. Protesters took to the streets of Phoenix, Chicago, and Louisville, where 7 people were reportedly shot. Nobody shot in Union Square, but there were a lot of people who got arrested.
As many as 70 arrests from the group of several hundred demonstrators initially gathering here at Union Square. Emotions quickly ramping up over the death of George Floyd.
I thought of Eric Garner. That's what I thought of.
Going back to Rodney King. We had enough. It's time for change.
This turned into pushing and shoving and screaming before the demonstrators and the cops started to move. One person was arrested trying to grab a cop's gun from his holster. Several from the NYPD say they were treated for head injuries, hit with water bottles and a trash can. As the protest moves south to Zuccotti Park.
What happened with Brother Floyd in Minneapolis happens every single day to black and brown people in cities and towns across this country.
Hundreds then slowly turning to the West Side Highway, where they were pushed back by police as they tried to smash up NYPD barricades.
My heart hurts. My soul hurts because I be seeing my people die on video.
Glenn Schock, 1010 Winds at Union Square.